You know, it's not often, darling, that I find someone out here searching for their own demise. Nah, you can sit down. I said, sit down. You'll know I'm serious when I stop saying, darling. Now listen here, sweetheart. What, are you... You really going to try to convince me you're a cryptozoologist? Well, then, in that case, I'm exactly what you're searching for, but I don't see camera equipment recording anything on you. In fact, I think you're just out here spelunking around hoping to find something interesting. So, Listen, you can either be a good human for me, or you can suffer the consequences. And considering my people, well, part of my job is to go out and find food for them. And you're looking like a tasty little snack. You can decide right now how this goes down. No, I'm sorry. You will not be permitted to leave. Oh, did I stutter? You will not be leaving. You will sit down and you'll do exactly as I say. And if you don't, well, I'm not big on telling people what the consequences are going to be. I'm very big on showing them. Well, here's a quote you should know. It's a wonderful one. Speak softly, but carry a big stick. And yeah, you might not be able to see the big stick that I'm carrying, but just know great things come in tiny packages and my spear collapses. So let's get back down to business, shall we? Why are you out here? Interesting. What's your name? What should I call you? Nah, don't worry. I'd like to know your name and intentionally not use it. It's very dehumanizing, which is exactly what I like to do with your kind. So you're going to be coming with me. Oh, that's okay. You can resist arrest all you want. Yeah, you got your rights. Your rights ended the moment I smelled you. Some 4 or 5 miles upwind. You should really be careful of those things, you know, being downwind of a predator. Now back to what I was saying, darling. Yeah, that's what I called myself, a predator. I hunt. My job within my community is to go out and find food. And well, sometimes I get real lucky and the food comes and finds me. So you're going to be moving. Yeah, this way. Let's get you Texas two-stepping over there. Pardon? Oh, I really don't like to stutter. How about I just... Oh, did I hurt your arm? You're lucky I didn't choose to break it. Come along now, darling. I like to stay friendly. That's how I prefer to be. I don't want to have to actually hurt you. Now we have a little bit of a hike. I could do it faster, but well, your wee little man legs are... And you know, now that I really get a good look at you... I have to say I've seen stronger. No. Are you doing that thing where you try to tell me about yourself so that I'll bond with you? You know what? Go ahead. It's a long walk and I could use a little bit of entertainment. No, I can tell you all about yourself. You are the type that likes video games, loves fantasy-based stuff. You want to believe that there's a magical, mythical world out there. And well, you constantly go looking for it. And well, you found it. Congratulations again, darling. All right, let's get to stepping. Yeah, no, that's true too. I'm pretty sure that you do find it rather hard to talk to people. Maybe you don't identify with them. It's a frequent thing. People don't know how to communicate. Really, it's not even a new thing. There's always been people that had a harder time communicating with each other. Usually the more intelligent ones, the ones that actually move humanity forward. It's a tragic thing, such a trade-off, to be so smart, so inspired, and so creative, and yet not being able to put into words those things. So the idiots end up taking over because they're so charismatic, and they're really good at being able to figure out exactly how to make this world move about. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, really? You're going to call me a witch for that? Now, I know what you said, but, well, I like to be a lady sometimes and not use that type of language. Yes, why would I not have a southern accent? I have to listen to you guys all the time. So we live here in Texas, and this is the accent that we have. You have it, too. I don't know why you are. Oh, you're mocking me. Well, it was a really bad impression, I was going to say. Didn't know exactly where you came from in Texas, but guess you didn't. So, I don't know. I just basically called you smart. Is it all that wise to call the person who has you captured and piss them off? Is it all that wise to tell them that they are somehow sound stupid or make fun of them? You weren't making fun of me. You like my accent. Okay, well, that's rare. Most humans come out here and think we're stupid because of how we talk, but that's neither here nor there. Back to you. So yeah, what about your girlfriend? Who at home is going to be missing you? That sounds awful lonely. No, I can relate. You know, I work so much and I'm always out having to focus on that type of stuff and how to keep my community and my family taken care of. Doesn't leave a lot of time for me. No, you are right. That would be nice. No, that's great. God, that'd be wonderful to have someone to come home to at night to cook for me. Give me a massage. You're right. Tell me I'm pretty. You're a human. You don't find lizard people cute. I said you don't find lizard people cute, and I don't want to hear you say it again. I don't like lies. Well, you can tell me you're not lying, but back to what I was saying. Okay, so yeah, no, it would be great. It would be wonderful. The hunter's life is that of solitude. Hunting, trapping, cleaning, processing, sleeping when you can, and getting up and doing it the next day. Really? Well, no, I think my community absolutely appreciates what I do for them. They would have to, wouldn't they? It feeds them, it keeps them around, and just, fine, we can take a rest. Or I can carry you. No, I don't want to carry you. I can't watch your hands that way. Don't want you getting anywhere near my weapons. You know what? Here. No, I can't trust you. Put your arms out. I said, put your arm. You have to make this difficult for me, don't you? No, I'm just tying your arms up. Well, I have to. Otherwise, you could reach for one of my weapons. And honestly, I should have done it before, but you're so charming. Well, yes, I do find you charming. Well, who couldn't find you charming? You're a sweetheart, honestly. I don't know why any humans weren't throwing themselves at you. Oh, no, I guess. Well, I can tell you're probably just chatting more because you're very nervous and you don't know what's going to happen. Well, shit. No, that's, you had a point there. No, I can tell you're probably really, I bet, here, I'm good at reading people. I can tell that you're probably very, very shy at home. You're probably very vocal, very boisterous online. But once someone gets you in a room one-on-one, or even in a crowd, if they're in person, a kitten in the corner, hoping no one notices them, but desperately wanting some ear scritches. I bet you would be the best little pet that I could ever have. Well, no, I don't have any pets. Doesn't lend into the warrior lifestyle, if you could imagine. Would I? I mean, that's an idea. Well, I mean, no. There are some humans in our community, actually. You don't have to be food. There's quite a few of the warriors who have taken captive many different types of creatures and humans and had them clean their houses and take care of them. It becomes a rather nice relation. No, I don't use that word when it comes to me, relationships. Well, I don't know what all you can do for me. I don't know your skill set and just, well, no, that sounds nice, you know. It would be nice to have someone give me massages. Well, no, I wouldn't want you to leave that. Really? In human culture, that's expected. Well, no, I don't mind bringing home everything for you just as long as I know that the house is going to be clean and I know that there's going to be something ready to eat and have someone to talk to after those really hard days, you know? Gosh, going and hunting down ogres and giants is just, it can be difficult sometimes. You gotta have someone to talk to. Well, I don't know. My people have been pretty hungry recently, but you know what? I'll make you a deal. There's a bunch of deer out in this forest. You help me bag 2 bucks. And that will pay your way for not having to be served up the dinner plate for a week. 2 bucks a week, and we'll call it a deal. Well, it doesn't have to be 2 bucks a week, but whatever's equal to 2 bucks a week. We get enough food to feed my portion of the community for 2 weeks, and you're safe. You want to take that gamble? All right, but that also means I own you. You're mine. What I say goes. If I say jump, you ask how high. Actually, don't even ask. Start jumping before you open your lips and say, is this high enough, ma'am? Got it? Oh, yeah, darling. It's ma'am from now on. My name? Doesn't matter. Because the only thing that you answer to or listen to and call me, think about when it comes to me is ma'am. You are going to clean up our campsites. You will clean up the house. And eventually, once I get to trust you, I'll even be willing to leave you there. Oh, again, no. I promise you will never be going back. But as you said, could be a better life for you or, well, at least you know what your end will be if you mess up. Oh, this is going to be a wonderful little relationship then. Symbiotic, really. You get to stay alive, and I get to help my community and might curb some of my loneliness. Oh, sweetheart, you can call it parasitic all you want. But remember, I'm the one making sure that there's still breath in your lungs. Oh. Hey guys, Zena Alexander here. Sorry about missing 2 days of uploads. Had some like personal stuff happen, but have recorded 3 to 4 audios. So that I will always be ahead and make sure that doesn't happen. Basically, I recorded a bunch of stuff and a lot of you guys have paid for commissions. And I did get the commissions out, but the stuff that I recorded for this channel got deleted and in an unrecoverable state because that's the type of luck that I have. I'm really, really sorry, guys. That sucks. Community shout out. I just saw Monsieur Marius pop back up in the community. Really adore you. He's one of the OGs, and he sent me like the sweetest email ever. It was a recipe for waffles. Yeah, that's literally like enough to make me freaking melt. Literally loved it. Fallen. There's a Fallen Ash, which I love you too, but there's also a Fallen who is an absolute sweetheart. Love you in the Discord community. If you guys have not joined Discord, please feel free to do so. It's actually been very active lately, which is great. I try to game at least 3 to 4 nights out of the week with you guys. It just really depends upon my schedule and stuff that I'm working on. And we just opened up, thanks to Cambian, a Mude channel where basically you can roll and get different waifus to appear from different things, and you can put in custom characters. There is a custom Xena Alexander character that Cam made. If you guys own it, then every Monday I will be doing a free 15-minute, completely personalized, whatever you want, and SFW is fine too, audio for you. So, and it costs nothing. It literally costs you nothing. So no one's gotten it yet. You can keep rolling to try to get it, and then whoever gets it, they can, you guys can actually trade with that person to get it, which is kind of cool. So yeah, feel free to join the Discord server and roll on Mude. We are still doing our D&D night. I want to say it's this Saturday. Make sure that you have your characters made and confirmed with Cambian by the 18th. If you do not, we will be moving on with alternates. Anyways, guys, this has been going on for a while. I love you guys more than bacon, and I will see you in the next one. Bye!